Lower Yukon and nearby coastal communities can expect spotty phone and internet services to continue. Unusually thick ice on a GCI communications tower near Scammon Bay has meant frequent service interruptions for surrounding communities since the beginning of April. GCI says a technician has been snow machining out every day to check the site, but nobody can climb the tower yet. Company spokesperson Heather Handyside says all they can do right now is wait for the ice to melt.
There's so much ice on the tower that it really makes it unsafe for our crews to work on it.
A picture of the site shows white ice and snowpack encasing the tower. GCI operates these towers throughout the state, and Handyside says they're built for Arctic conditions, but she calls this situation, quote, extreme. The tower is too icy to climb, and falling ice could hurt workers and damage equipment. Likewise, spraying a de-icing solution on the tower, she says, quote, could do more harm than good. Dislodged ice could damage antennas and cause an area-wide outage. Handyside says a gradual melt is the best way to maintain services.
So what we're doing right now is monitoring it, waiting for the snow and the ice to get to, you know, such a situation that we can actually approach the tower and begin to assess and make repairs if needed.
GCI has notified affected customers of the issue and will distribute service credits based on the duration of interruptions once repairs are made. When KYUK called various communities to ask how they were being impacted, the calls could not get through. GCI is holding a town hall meeting in Bethel tonight at the Cultural Center from 6 to 7:30 p.m.